Joining us first, however, is Common Council President and future hopeful Common Council President, Bill Morehouse. Bill, how are you?
I like the future part better, Mark.
Yeah.
It's okay. You know, good morning, Mark, and thanks for having me on. You know, unfortunately, here I am. The election has barely began, and, you know, the first time Mr. Julian, my opponent, former mayor, got on the air on IBX, he lied or didn't check the facts about my record. And then, then attacked the fabricated record that he made up. And when he was called on it by Jeff Manaske from IBX, he said, well, if Bill went that way, that's fine and good for him. And then the beauty of it was, Mark, that on your show, he said he apologized for that. And I accept that apology.
Few and far between.
Well, that was the first I heard of the apology. Yeah. I can assure you he didn't call me
because
I've been president of Common Council for 3.5 years, and Tim Julian's never called me. When he drives by my house, I do wave to him, and that's no problem. But here I am again, Mark. Then he comes on your show, and once again, he attacks my record, but he doesn't get the facts. And I don't know, you know, attack without the facts. I mean, I don't understand, you know, it's real simple, Mark. Tim, give me a call. Mr. Julian, give me a call. I'll tell you why I voted on certain things, why I might have been absent from a vote. Then you'll have the facts. Then we can talk reality. But that doesn't seem, you know, there seems to be a pothole in the road that Tim wants to avoid, and that's facts. And Mark, I was very, you know, we should be on here talking about stuff that's important to the city of Utica.
Yeah.
Instead, I've got to come on here because once he throws things out to the public, they're out there. And I don't know if those same people, Mark, are still listening to the show today that listen Monday. And, you know, because you're obviously people.
Well, I would hope so.
Well,
I'll give you a dollar if you are out there.
But, you know, now I have to come on here and justify the facts. And it's just unfortunate. And, you know, he talks about he doesn't want a negative campaign, but he's been on the air now twice since this campaign started. And he's attacked my record without the facts, and it's crazy, Mark.
So let's review a little with Tim Julian. He was on earlier this week, and he said that he really went after you for being kind of an absentee common council president.
I missed two council votes or council votes on the budget. Now, if you look at my record on ENA attendance record, it's excellent. If you look at it on the council, it's excellent. I think Jim Zeka's sat up at the podium, at the dais once. And that's, of course, because I didn't want Jim to get too comfortable up there. So I want to make sure he didn't do it. But here's what happened. Tim didn't call me and ask me why I was absent. Look at this last vote. It was in February on this current budget. Tim could have called me and asked me for the facts, and I would have told him what the situation was. Mark, if I look at you and you say I was absent for that vote, what's your next question?
Where were you?
Why were you
Why
absent?
Were you gone? Yeah.
Okay. The original meeting was scheduled for February 16th. It's a Wednesday. The budget, as former Mayor Julian knows, needs to be done by the 20th. Supposedly, the mayor's supposed to have it in by the 20th. Gives the council and everybody time to look at it. It was scheduled for 11 a.m. on the 16th. It was then moved to 3 p.m. on the 16th.
Yep. Yes,
now,
it was. Yeah.
And then Mayor Raffaro said, "I can't get it done. I can't get it done in time," and he wanted to move it further. Now, we have jobs here, Mark. We have other jobs.
Right.
I happen to work for NBC, ESPN, Universal Sports doing curling broadcasting. And the curling broadcasting I was doing that weekend was Thursday, Friday, Saturday out of Fargo, North Dakota to do the world championships, national championships to see who goes to the world.
Yeah.
And it worked out great. Pete Fenson, a bronze medalist, won on the men's side. And, you know, there's a local connection because Patty Lank won on the woman's side in Fargo, and Caitlin Costello, Moraldo, is her third, and Pat Costello just retired as a probation officer in Oneida County, and Caitlin's one of the top curling athletes in the United States, and it's really something we should be proud of in Utica. But Saturday, so I left. So after this was postponed, I was there for the meetings on Wednesday. I left to go to Fargo to do my announcing because I do the announcing. This one was for Universal NBC.
Mm-hmm.
And on Saturday, while we were there announcing the final, everybody was coming in saying everybody's flight's canceled. My flight was canceled to Chicago out of Fargo on Sunday, and therefore I stayed another night in Fargo. And Monday morning I got up and headed to Chicago. Unfortunately, because of the backup of flights, because of this massive snowstorm, hard to believe Fargo gets
I know, that's crazy.
Winter issues. My flight was canceled to Syracuse from Chicago. So now I'm stuck. And now I get a call from the city clerk and says, Bill, you know, we're going to go Tuesday with the budget. Now we're 2 days past because Sunday was the 20th.
Yeah.
Now it's the 22nd. I said, have the mayor call me. The mayor called me. He discussed the budget with me. I said, Mayor, you know, he was trying to get it down, and he got it down to around 3%. We discussed it. I said, I thought we could take a little more out of the zoo. I said, where's the vote, Mayor? He said, it's 4-0. I said, you know what, Mayor? You got it down to almost 3%. Let's send it to the council. Let's see where we're at. And so the vote was 4-0. I obviously couldn't make it. I came back into town Tuesday night. I finally got a flight out of Chicago to Syracuse and came in Tuesday night. I said, Mayor, go with it. You know, don't hold it up. We discussed it, but, you know, Mr. Julian presents it like I'm not even involved, like I went to Aruba partying over these times. And quite frankly, the other vote that I missed was the 2009 Olympic trials, which I broadcast out of Denver, Colorado for NBC Universal. You know, I had a chance to, at the time, they told me I had a chance to do the actual Olympic coverage, but I did it out of Denver. It was a 10-day trip, and unfortunately, the national championships and the Olympic trials come in this February timeframe. But that doesn't mean I wasn't involved with that budget. Now, that budget, I told the mayor I would not vote in favor of, and he said, I've got the three votes. It's okay, Bill. So, unfortunately, I did miss a couple votes there, but, you know, Mark, we have lives here. We have work to do, and we have to do that stuff. And you have to understand also, and the former mayor knows this, if ENA doesn't pass the budget on to the council, it goes back to the mayor.
Right.
And then if ENA doesn't pass it, it's all over.
It's done for, yeah.
It's all over. So, you know, so you get harassed. I mean, and here's the problem, Mark. Former Mayor Julian knows this stuff. He's spinning it. He doesn't care about the facts. He said, I voted against the Grow West investigation, and then on the fabricated vote attacked me, and now he attacks me on this absentee. It was real easy, Mark. Tim could have called me. He's my neighbor. He lives 500 feet down the road from me, a block and a half. He could have called me and said, Bill, why were you absent? It's the question you asked, Mark. Yeah. Why were you absent? But you know what? Now he's thrown this out there, and that's the negative politics. That's the attack politics we get. And you know, once again, why do we do this? Somebody's got to be the adult in the room. Tim, I reach out to Tim Julian, former mayor. Call me, Tim. I'll be happy to run on my record. But let's get the facts about my record, and then let's discuss why I voted one way or another. You know, quite frankly, Tim ran on his record.
Yeah.
He was a two-term mayor, and he was run out of office by 1,800 votes or so, one of the largest, you know, probably the largest any incumbents ever lost. So I think the people are smarter than the politicians. But here I am, Mark, because of that, here I am, not talking about city business.
Right.
I'm here because I have to. Mark, I can't accept that. You know, when somebody comes out and fabricates my record and doesn't get the facts, when they have an aversion to the facts, I have to come out here and tell people the facts. And it's unfortunate. But, you know, I expect him to attack my record from now until the end of time, and I'm going to have to come back and justify it. I reach out to him again. Call me Tim Julian. He hasn't called me in 3.5 years. He's really concerned about the city, but he hasn't called me in 3.5 years, and I live down the street from him. I wave to him every time he goes by my house. Call me. I'll tell you the facts. Then we can discuss reality of why I voted how I voted. And it's very frustrating, Mark. I'm sure you sense the frustration. I
can tell you. You're all fired up today, Bill.
Well, it's very frustrating. And maybe that's part of the deal. You know, they're looking to try to get you just so frustrated that you just say, this isn't worth it. But
right.
Guess what? I love the city of Utica. I care about the people here in Utica. And you can frustrate me all you want, but I'm in this for the long haul. And if the people in November want me to represent them as president of Common Council again, I will absolutely do that, and I will do that with the passion I've done it with in this first term.
Common Council president candidate and current Common Council president, Bill Morehouse. You know, comparing records, how do you feel, because Tim was a Common Council president before he was in the mayor's spot.
For a very short term.
Yeah. How would you compare your record to his record as a mayor and as a Common Council president?
Well, I don't think, you know, and here again, Mark, I'm not going to get negative. You know, obviously, every mayor who served any term, as Louis LaPola, Ed Hanna, Dave Raffaro, and Tim Julian knows, you have negatives and you have positives. And I'm not going to get into Tim's record. I think the people decided Tim's record. He was a two-term incumbent, and they said no to him. They rejected him for a third term. So that was the decision there. And I'm, you know, I'm not going to go negative, Mark. You can, you, you know, you can bait me into it.
No,
you can,
you
can bait me into it, but I'm not going to go negative. My record is what it is. If anybody has an issue, here's what I would say. Listen to Tim Julian when he talks about my record. Be respectful. My phone numbers, my cell number, my house number. You can come to my house, ask me about my record, and I'll tell you the truth. And then let's have an open discussion about it. Let's not just spin the facts. You know, Tim will spin it. And let's, don't get me wrong. Tim is very articulate. He has a great memory. You know, one of the, you know, the reason I tell the truth all the time is because my memory's bad and I don't have to remember what I said. I just tell the truth
right,
and it's easy to remember. That's a little bit of a joke. And, you know, sometimes I add levity to the council meetings and I think people don't appreciate the levity, some of them, but most people do. You know, I even get Frank Vassara laughing on occasions.
On occasions, he'll chuckle.
But, you know, so, you know, my record as Common Council President is what it is. I voted how I voted, and I can justify all those votes. Not everybody's going to agree with how I voted, you know, but call me. Talk to me. But let's get it factual. Let's not spin. You know, the spin is what kills politics. You spin. You know, when you're just looking out, you know, oh, he voted this way. Let's spin it here. No check of the facts,
right.
You know? No check of the facts.
So I guess another big thing he was talking about was the Grow West funding for the investigation with J.K. Hage. It was the Grow West. The mayor hired an outside attorney, J.K. Hage's law firm, paid him, what, $300,000?
I think it was $250,000 originally. We paid another $85,000, which I was upset about. I voted against the investigation. My quote in the paper was, it's bad government by the administration. It's a waste of taxpayer money. It was a mistake, I believe. It was money we didn't need to spend. And still, here we are, Mark, and nobody's been arrested.
Yeah.
You know,
it seems like it's this whole, and even
everybody says the FBI's on it.
You know how many people
a
day say, hey, wait until this FBI report comes on this girl. I haven't seen or heard about any investigation.
I don't see any FBI guys in the bushes outside City Hall.
No, and I don't know anybody that's been talked to by the FBI or if there's, there's been reports that there's at least two cases in Utica that the FBI is handling. Grow West being one of them.
Well, you know, some,
and
of, this,
criminal
some of the stuff that
case.
Mr. Hage presented to us is very concerning. And, you know, is it reality or I don't know. But, you know, I think that I would like to hear from the FBI and see where this thing is going. But I just think it was money that we didn't need to spend. And, you know, Utica's a tough town because they don't want you to raise taxes.
No,
one bit,
no.
But
no.
They want everything. You know, they want the police protection, the fire
yep.
protection. So what do we have to do? We're going to have to cut. We got to cut spending. We got to get leaner and meaner. And it's very difficult to do. But, you know, my record is what it is, Mark, and I stand by it. But just please make it factual. You know, let's make it factual. Let's get reality here.
You are fired up today, Phil. It's too, and I like it. It's a good
Mark,
way to start off the show.
When you have to listen to this, I'm in the beginning of this campaign. We're not even into July yet, and the first two times my opponent comes on the radio, he spins. You know, I mean, and he's a good spinner. I'm not denying that. You know, he could make Mother Teresa look like an atheist. I think. You know, I'm serious. He's an articulate guy, and he's very has a great memory. And obviously, he was mayor for 7.5 years. He knows the city business. He knows what went on. But, you know, the bottom line is, let's get away from that. Let's talk about reality, and let's talk about what's going on in the city and where we can move forward. You know, Dave Raffaro has made some mistakes, but he's done some good things for the city. Every mayor does
yeah.
that. Tim Julian did some good things for the city, but he made some mistakes. I mean, and then we move forward.
How do you keep everybody happy, especially during an election season?
Mark, anytime you run for election, if you get 60% of the vote, that's a landslide.
That's
right.
Pretty good.
So yeah. 40-45% yeah. of the people aren't going to like you anyhow.
Right.
And incumbents have a problem because they want off with the incumbents' heads, you know. And,
yeah.
and it's tough. Mark, it's a very tough situation. And this is a tough town. Utica's a tough town. And, you know, but I'm here until the people tell me to go away. And when they tell me to go away, Mark, I won't be a recycled politician. When they tell me to go away,
that's it.
You know, I didn't grow up wanting to be a politician. I got into this because I was asked several times. Tim Julian was the first person who asked me to run for council.
Mm.
And I said no at the time. Then Bill Morris and Frank Vassara
mm-hmm.
Came and asked me to run for County Ledge. And I kind of said no. But then we talked about it. I said, you know what? Give back to the people a little bit. And I was successful two terms as county ledge and then ran for president of common council and won that also.
What's your take on the property tax cap that's going to be coming down from the governor?
Well, you'll handcuff the municipalities. You know, you'll totally handcuff them. Are property taxes too high? Yes, of course they are. But, you know, Utica has, we're at like 52% of what the state allows us to tax. So, you know, we're one of those municipalities that can really tax the people a lot harder for a long time before the bankruptcy is going to be looming. Look at Buffalo.
You know,
and bankruptcy is going to be looming. And so changes have to be made, and it's tough. You know, Mark, another thing I wanted to talk about was the $100,000 that was transferred. And you guys
Frank Fisera said it was an illegal meeting.
Well, that was after first of all, let's talk about the $100,000.
Okay, let's get to it.
It was transferred out of paving. Frank felt that was, you know, it's really considered paving, but he felt that it was coming out of the $2 million that the people voted for, which we still have the $2 million. But you got to understand, we have 17,000 runners that are going to be running that Boilermaker road race. This brings in millions, 5, 10, I don't know what the number is, millions of dollars to this city. It's one of the great, great things that Utica is known for. And we sat there and heard Gorin tell us, I call him Gorin S because I always mess his last name.
Yeah, me too.
But Gorin told us that there's potholes all over Whitesboro Street. You know, we're negligent if we don't fill these potholes. And I think the council understood that. And guess what? $100,000 towards the Boilermaker to make that's nothing. This brings in, it's untold millions, Mark.
Yeah.
And here was the situation. The vote was 8-1. Frank was the one, and we had to have a 9-0 vote at that point to transfer the money, because the first vote, it has to be unanimous. Now, Frank could have made his point and then stepped out to go to the bathroom and let it be an 8-0 vote, and it would have been through, and everybody would have known the point. But no, Frank Fisera, and you know, I like a lot of the things Frank thinks about and does, but he does certain things that make it tough to you know, after a while, you know, even when he has a good idea, you say, Frank,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So, and so Frank insisted, and he forced 5 council members to change their schedules, to come back for a special meeting, to get the votes. We had the votes. It was 8-1. You know, it was 8-1. And we came back the next day. We had a special meeting. Everybody disrupted their schedules. The media disrupted their schedules because some of you came to watch it, and we voted to move that money. We would have been negligent if we don't fill those potholes. 17,000 people, Mark. And, Mark, by the way, I just want to, you know, give myself a little tap on the shoulder. This will be my 20th year.
Oh, man.
Running the Boilermaker. 20 in a row.
Killing me. I gotta run this one.
Retire.
One of these years, I've got to run it. Next year, I want to run it.
Let me take that back. I jog it.
You jog it.
I jog it.
You're
it's not a running thing. Move. Yeah, no, it's kind of a limp and a hop. And, you know, but I love it. What a great day. You know, it's a great day for the city of Utica. If people haven't come out ever to just stand on the sidelines and see it, or to actually run it, and now with the 5K up to 4,000 people, it puts a smile on your face, and it's just such a great day for the city.
It really is. You know, you feel the community come together during the Boilermaker, and a lot of people will be like, oh, the Boilermaker, this. But I think, you know, it's just great to be out in the crowd and hear everybody cheering and everybody. I feel kind of like a darky sitting there yelling, oh, good job, guys. All right. I feel like, oh, these people don't want to hear me.
The only ones that are tough is on when you hit Whitesboro Street, they go, you're almost there, and it's 1.3 miles up there.
Yes, that's
almost. And you're hurting at that point in 8 miles. But what I love is the people that you know, people are creatures of habit, and they go to the same spots to watch.
So
I can go from one side of the road, and I'm so far back in the pack that, you know, there's not the big crowd, you know, because that middle of the pack, 90-minute runners, it's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
And I see all the people out there. It's just a great day, and it's a wonderful day for the city of Utica. I'm looking forward to it.
Utica County Council President and candidate, Bill Morehouse, website, anything for your campaign going on, Bill?
You know, my deal is I go door to door. We're doing signatures now. I will knock on every door in the city of Utica like I did last time. I'm not a big sign guy. We put some signs up. I'd like to see signs banned, Mark, personally.
I hate signs.
I would love it. If Tim Julian was willing to say right now that he would not put up any signs, I would be happy to not put up any signs.
I wish we could get every candidate to say that.
Yeah, and because I think it's ridiculous. It's annoying. It's pervasive. And then you lose half of them anyhow.
Yeah, right.
People steal them. You find them up in the trees and stuff. Door to door is my thing. I do have commercials out. You probably heard me on the radio and TV, and I'll continue to do that. I'm working on a website, but at this point, really don't have a website. But you know what? If you have a question for Bill Morehouse, my cell number and my home number is with the city clerk. I live at 48 Arlington Road. Knock on my door anytime. I'd be happy to talk to you.
Yeah, real quick, talk of the town. You're on the air with Bill Morehouse.
Hi, Mark. It's Frank Vissera.
Hey, Frank.
I do have a question for Bill. Bill, if that $100,000 that was taken out of the road paving account and transferred to the road repair account, if there's nothing wrong with that and it was legal, why didn't you just take and pay the bill out of the paving account? I asked at the meeting that I would vote for it if someone, anyone in the room, would say that it was legal to do that and put it in writing, and no one stood up. So my question is, if it was legal, why not just pay the $100,000 out of the paving account, and why did you have to transfer it in the first place?
Well, I think, Frank, and thanks for the call, Frank, and good to talk to you again, because we only have one meeting here in July, so we don't get to see
each
other as much.
Yeah.
But, Frank, I think it's really a question for the comptroller. I mean, I think you and I both know that $100,000 in paving or repair had to be done for this Boilermaker.
Well, see, I don't believe the ends justify the means, and that's the problem that happens in this city too many times. Is they take that approach, and it causes people to lose confidence in their city government.
Well, I know you asked for it in writing, Frank, and obviously the lawyers, our lawyers, Judge Garamone and Charlie Brown, were sitting right there, and they said there's no problem with it. I know you asked for it in writing. You often ask for things in writing, and I think usually you get a good response on that. I think, Frank, the main thing is, I think it's a question for the comptroller or for Peter as to how those funds need to be transferred in order to pay that. But, Frank, you know, this is an event that brings millions and millions, as you know, into the city. And it's something that has to be done, because we sat right there in the council meeting, Frank, and we basically said if we don't do it, we're negligent. And with 17,000 people going over these potholes, somebody's going to break an ankle. And then once again, we have judgments. And, Frank, as you know, we have 180,000 in judgments this year. And we've paid out a little over $400,000 already, so we're already at about a $220,000 deficit.
When the budget was formed and the shortfall was in that account, or the transfer had to be made, that should have been done at the time of the budget, back in February, and you as a person on E&A should have seen that and not been caught off guard.
No, I don't think anybody was caught off guard, Frank. I think these are the things that happen when you run city government. You can't anticipate everything. We can't anticipate, in February where all the potholes are going to be when there's still snow on the roads. But, Frank, like I say, I appreciate your input. I know you've been on the show here with Mark, and I'm sure he'll have you on again. And thanks for calling.
Thanks, Frank. I do have to take a break. Excellent. Bill Morehouse, thanks so much for coming in. Good luck out there. And
Mark, you know, I always waited for First Look, and now I listen to Mark Pearsman at 7 o'clock. So you're doing a great job. Keep up the good work, and thanks a lot for having me on.